Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, though it cost all you have, get understanding. The current Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, is the longest reigning English monarch. She overtook her predecessor, Queen Victoria, recently. Queen Elizabeth II was crowned in 1953 in Westminster Abbey. Here is one of the prayers from that coronation service. Strengthen her, O Lord, with the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Confirm and establish her with thy free and princely spirit, the spirit of wisdom and government, the spirit of counsel and ghostly strength, the spirit of knowledge and true godliness. And fill her, O Lord, with the spirit of thy holy fear. Another prayer from the same service is this, and see if you can spot a theme. The Lord your God endue you with knowledge and wisdom, with majesty and with power from on high. The Lord clothe you with the robe of righteousness and with garments of salvation. May wisdom and knowledge be the stability of your times, and the fear of the Lord your treasure. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. These are the features that people prayed would be part of her reign. These are the characteristics of her nature as she ruled, that the service was praying for God to give to her. Now, as the Queen is the head of a constitutional monarchy, in praying for her to have that wisdom and knowledge and insight and discernment in ruling, we are also praying for those in authority under her, as it's put in the prayer book, those in authority under her to have that wisdom and insight. Each week in a service in the church where I'm the vicar, we have a Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion, using this particular set of prayers, which involves prayer for the Queen and for those in authority under her. This is that part of the prayer. And grant unto her whole counsel, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and indifferently minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. The prayer for the Queen is also a prayer for those in authority under her. Britain is heading for a general election as I first broadcast this, and I have just voted for the first ever Metropolitan Mayor for the whole of the Liverpool City region. As we look for leaders who are under the authority of the Queen, according to our constitutional monarchy in Britain, as you vote or choose leaders in whatever form you choose them in your country, we need them to have wisdom. We need them to have knowledge and understanding. So vote for people who show those characteristics, of course, and also pray for those in the leadership position right now that God will teach them his wisdom. But remember this in selecting a candidate and also in praying for them and in any communication you have with them, whether you send in letters to your MP or to your local leader or even to the leader of your entire nation. Remember this, that the Bible does say that wisdom is important, but it also makes this statement, and it says it several times, and in the repetition it seems to be saying that this is very, very important to understand and to know. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 says it like this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. To know God, the God who we know through Jesus Christ, is the way to true wisdom and understanding. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Don't forget to subscribe and like, and please make a comment. It really helps. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.